This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now, a story about higher education that's not really about higher education at all. It's about pot and what a university is to do when it's trying to build a reputation for sober academics and it's surrounded by stores selling moonwalk and train wreck, which are, in case you're behind on this stuff, strains of marijuana. Take, just for instance, the University of Colorado Boulder and Evergreen State in Washington State. They both rank in the top 10 for pot use by students. That's according to the Princeton Review. You throw in legalization of what is known in the trade as adult use recreational marijuana, as those states have, and I think you see the problem, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more now on academic reputation management in the age of legal weed.
At most universities, a big jump in student applications comes with bragging rights. But at the University of Colorado Boulder, a nearly 30% increase in applications last year also came with some questions. Is it the pot?
We see no correlation between our rise in applications and the legalization of marijuana.
University spokesman Ryan Huff.
It's really a coincidence of timing.
Huff says the same year, the university adopted the Common App. It makes applying to multiple colleges way easier, and schools typically see a sizable bump when they switch. Fair enough, except this year the numbers are up again, by 12%. Other schools in the state are also getting more love from prospective students. It could be some of them want to come to Colorado because of the legal pot, but, says CU admissions director Kevin McLennan,
that's something that's fairly hard to track on an admissions application.
Because what prospective student is going to put down, want to go to your school to smoke more legal weed?
This is the only bookstore
A couple weeks ago, I took a tour of the school, nestled in the foothills of the snow-capped Rockies, with a few dozen students and their parents.
At the far end of Farron Field, you can see our music building.
Our guide shows off the amenities, labs, fitness center, bowling alley, dorms, and dining halls.
We also have our Alfred Packard Grill. They named it after Alfred Packard, who was Colorado's first convicted cannibal.
We hear about cannibalism, but cannabis? No one asks about that. Still, it's hard to avoid. Pot stores are all over Boulder, and the sweet smell of weed isn't hard to find. Charles Stevens is visiting the 30,000-student campus from Chicago with his son.
Of course, as a parent, I would be concerned that, you know, an addictive substance is legal. But alcohol is legal. I don't know a whole lot about cannabis, but I'm certainly going to learn more about it.
Nico Rivera is from the East Coast. He's considering grad school in linguistics here.
You know, it definitely is interesting that Colorado has legalization of marijuana, but I want to go to a good school. If there happens to be a good way to chill at the end of the day, then that's cool too.
University administrators are anything but chill. For years, they've been trying to play down the party school image, talking up Boulder's academics, the cutting-edge research and Nobel laureates on the faculty. Legal weed flooding from town to gown, it's the last thing they need. The school's already ranked number 4 on Princeton Review's Reefer Madness list. So the administration is pushing back, warning students early and often that pot's still banned on campus, illegal for anyone under 21, and reminding them getting stoned a lot isn't going to help you study or graduate. The school's also cracked down on the notorious 420 smokeout, where thousands gathered on campus to openly get high.
There has definitely been a concerted effort to sort of rebrand CU, not as a party school, but as like an academically serious institution.
Junior Lauren Thurman is opinion editor at the student newspaper, the CU Independent.
You'll see these little banners all over campus. Be ambitious, be generous, be bolder.
Do you think students buy it?
No.
She says plenty of students are serious about their studies, but pot is ubiquitous.
Definitely on a daily basis, you'd get a whiff of it. So in the dorms, you wouldn't smell marijuana so much as you would smell burning popcorn, which was sort of the universal sign that someone was trying to cover up smoking.
College students will probably be covering up their smoking less and using pot more in coming years as legalization spreads to other states and the social stigma falls away. This is a generation raised thinking of marijuana as safe, even salutary, for human health. Anna Squires is a sophomore at Colorado College, an elite liberal arts school a couple hours south in Colorado Springs. It's number 13 on the Reefer Madness list.
Most of the highest achieving, most brilliant students I know are really heavy smokers. I don't know if that's a good thing, but I think they exist on a more philosophical plane.
marijuana as mental medicine. That's a message educators could have a hard time putting down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.